Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hippo Vaughn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hippo Vaughn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Douglas. Pitching for the New York Giants, Phil Douglas. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft throws to second for one, and Rawlings throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal bunts towards the mound. Douglas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to second. Two outs. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rawlings throws to second for one, and Bancroft throws to first, and Gonzalez drops the ball. Hollocker moves to third. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Rawlings reaches second base with a double. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rawlings moves to third. One out. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rawlings tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Douglas moves to third. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Douglas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiefer. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngs moves to second. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. Youngs moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rawlings takes first base on ball 4. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Douglas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Buck Freeman now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Flack reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Flack scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Rube Benton now pitching. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry moves to third. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0 for 2 in the game. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Youngs moves to second. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Deal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker bunts towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to second. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. Flack moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Flack scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Bancroft moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Youngs moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Barnes now pitching. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-3 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Deal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Twombly pinch hits for Bill Kelleher. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deal moves to second. William Marriott pinch hits for Buck Freeman. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to third. Twombly moves to second. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Flack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty York now pitching. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rawlings hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kelleher pinch runs for Ray Grimes. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.